how to sustain the weight loss after hitting your weight loss goals, having the best body you've had in a very long time. Losing body fat, it's easy, but keeping the results forever is the hardest part for everybody. And what I've seen doing this for years, having my own gym, seeing people lose 50, 80, 150 pounds. What I see the most that happens and why people cannot keep the results, because they go back to what made them fat and unhealthy in the first place. If that just triggered a nerve of what I just said nerd. If that triggered a nerve of what I just said, that you're going to get fat again, I hope it did. I hope it makes you be like, no, screw that. I'm going to prove this guy wrong. At the end of the day, you got to figure out, why did you want to do it? Why did you want to lose body fat? My biggest thing is once you start changing the way you're eating, after a couple months, you have so much more energy. You feel so much better. Your body starts thriving. You look healthier. Your skin, your hair, your nails. You're not bloated. You have more energy. You're not tired. You don't have to take that midday nap anymore. That right there alone makes it to where I don't want to go back and eat the garbage. Can you have cookies on your birthday? Can you eat ice cream on your anniversary? Can you do this at a wedding? Yeah. It doesn't mean you don't go and eat that. Just know the repercussions of it. It's just like drinking alcohol. You drink, you know you're going to have a hangover if you drink too much. Am I telling you to eat cookies every day? No, absolutely not. But if you want to keep the results, I'm in maintenance calories. If you haven't used the calorie calculator, guys, if you guys are brand new, you guys are just tuning in, you guys have just jumped on, you've never listened to a podcast at YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, we're everywhere. Coach Tyler Fullerton everywhere, trainer here in Arizona, trying to make this weight loss thing as simple as possible for you guys. If you guys have not been to my website, FullertonNutrition.com, FullertonNutrition.com, that's where you guys will be able to find the calorie calculator. So when you guys go use the calorie calculator, if you have already got amazing results, you want to keep the results, you want to keep the body that you've had. Like I said, the hardest thing for everybody usually is to sustain the results forever. Go use that calorie calculator. I would go from your weight loss calories, get your weight loss calories, and then go from your maintenance calories. That calorie range is what I use to sustain the results forever. That is what I use and what I have others doing. You've got a huge calorie range. So my calorie range, so if we go to the website, FullertonNutrition.com, click on the calorie calculator, and make sure you guys watch the video on the calorie calculator page. It'll show you how to pick the right amount of activity level. So we put in our age. Good God, I'm getting old. Put in 5'6", I'm a gnome, we'll go 180 right now, we're working out 6 days a week, doing weights. I could go a little bit higher, but since we're doing maintenance, this is easier. So to maintain the calories, what did I put in wrong here? It's because I'm getting older, that's why. The older you are, the less calories you actually take in. This is crazy, from 25 to 27, so my calorie goal for weight loss would be 2,100 calories. Maintenance calories, the high end is 2,600. So my number that I stay in between to maintain my body fat is going to be 2,100 calories to 2,600. We got a big buffer. So if we overdo it one day, we're at 2,600. It's fine. We're not going to gain body fat with one day of still maintenance calories. If we go super low at 2,100, we're not starving ourselves. We're not lacking our body the nutrients that it needs. And that's what so many of you guys are doing when you're trying to lose body fat, is you're under eating, not giving the body the nutrients that it needs. That's why all you women rip your hair out and leave it on the damn shower wall. So once we do it that way, we have our calorie goal. Yes. We still need to know where our calorie range is when we're in maintenance, when we have the body that we want to have. Because remember, if we just throw everything out the window that we did to get healthy, to get the results, and we go back to eating all the garbage out of a box every single day where a majority of our calories are coming from the carbs and sugars. The reason why America is dying of heart disease is because we're eating 70% or greater where our calories are coming from is carbs and sugars. We're not getting in enough meat. We're not getting in enough veggies and fruits and real freaking food. Majority of your calories should be coming from the meat. Remember, ladies and gents, fat doesn't make you fat. There's no reason to do the super lean meat. We're doing ribeye steaks, chicken thighs, brats, ground beef, ground sausage, real food. So to sustain it, it's where everybody fails. You can't just go back to what made you gain weight in the first place. You're not miraculously immune to it. I see it all the time and it kills me. And I'm going to hit you guys with hard truth. I know 90% of you, 90% of you, I almost want to go 99%. 90% of you who have been doing this and have been getting phenomenal results, who have done one-on-one calls with me, who have dropped 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 99% of you, you're going to gain the weight right back within a year or two. You will. The reason why that I see so much is people get complacent with it. People get comfortable of going back and eating the stuff that does not help your body thrive. You're not miraculously cured. I hate saying it, but it's the cold, hard truth, and I see it day in and day out. That is why it is so important to stop doing diets. Stop doing all of these programs. Just eat real food because you have to. Make food a necessity. Don't have food surround. Don't surround your party around food. Surround the party. Surround the food around your party. When you go out to dinner, it's not about the food. When you go to parties, it's not about the food. It's about the people you're around. That's what is going to be memorable. It's not going to be the delicious dessert that's going to be memorable. It's going to be about the conversations you had, about the laughter, about the sadness, about the conversation you had. That's what it's going to be about. So don't have the food be the highlight of the day. If food is the highlight of your day, you need more exciting of a life. You need to figure something out and find more excitement in your life. Food's not that exciting. It's a good 30 seconds of pleasure and it's gone. It's like a real cheap, terrible time with a significant other. One pump chump, it's not going to be memorable. Even if it was the best thing you've ever had for 10 seconds. You'll forget about it because once you find something that's good 30 minutes to an hour, you're not going to even care about the last 10 seconds. Is that 10 seconds really worth it? Or do you want it to be forever? So sustaining the weight loss, you have your calorie goal. 4th of July, holidays, Christmas. I'm going to eat whatever I want on Thanksgiving. I'm going to eat whatever I want on Christmas. Christmas Day, day after Christmas, day after Thanksgiving. Am I going to gain all the body fat? You don't gain body fat with one meal. You don't gain body fat with just one day. It's a consistent overeating and feeding the body the garbage that's going to make you gain that body fat back. So if you want to keep the results, you have to continue doing what you did to lose the body fat. If you don't, you're not going to continue to lose the body fat. And that is the most important thing, is going day by day, meal by meal. You have to eat to live, not live to eat. And if you do have a day of the holidays or your kid's birthday or your birthday, you ate whatever you wanted, it's okay. You don't need to do a stupid cleanse. You don't need to go and kill yourself in the gym. At the point to where you get the results and you love where you're at, that, what did I just say? If you can get to the point where you're at, once you get to the point where you're at, that's where I'm going with. Your workout program is essentially going to be burning the calories that you're over on. Surround your carbs around your workout and you will absolutely be golden. Surround your carbs around your workout. Continue eating real food, because that's the thing. Your body starts to thrive eating real food. You don't want to feel tired. You don't want to feel lethargic. You want to have all that energy. So do it that way. Continue doing what you're doing. if you have cake, it's okay. You're not a failure. You're not going to get fat with one thing of cake one day. Continue hitting your calories. You have a wide range now. You know how to track calories. You can literally look at a plate of food and know how many calories you're at. So give or take, go from weight loss calories to high-end weightness.